Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we did leave off yesterday, and we've been talking about the Word of God as a medicine from God. In actual fact, the Word of God is the perfect medicine that you will ever get. And so we've been looking at a few scriptures, and we've been talking about the Word of God and how powerful the Word of God is. And if I've got the Word of God, then I've got God, for God is the Word. And if I've got God, is there anything that He cannot do? So we want to just continue in the Word of God and find out how this Word can act as a medicine to my life, and how I can walk in divine healing and health. And not only that, in prosperity and peace and joy and protection, all wrapped up in the powerful, mighty Word of God. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday, join the service, and let's go.
Now, when you got saved, think about this. You got saved. He says in John 3:3, except you're born again, you won't even see the kingdom. Then in Romans 10:9-10, He said, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. So I've got to believe it and I've got to speak it. And that's how I get into the kingdom. Now I'm in the kingdom and I think there's some other way to do it. Why did you switch it around? You still got to believe it and speak it. Amen. We stopped doing that. We used to have scriptures all over our fridges and mirrors and everywhere at home saying, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Probably all of you know that. My God shall supply all my need according to His riches. Yeah, we all know those scriptures. Why did we stop? When last did you say, my God supplies all my need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus? When last were you saying that? And how many times did you say it in the last month? Amen. What about by the stripes on Jesus' back, I am healed. Yes. Not going to be healed, not maybe get healed. I am healed. What am I doing? Calling things that are not as though they were. This is God's modus operandi. This is how He did it. He made Abraham. He said, you call yourself a father of nations, but I got no kids. Doesn't matter. Call yourself that. And what happened? He became the father of nations when God changed His name. So we've got to get a hold of the power of God's Word. It is medicine to the person's life. Can you say amen? Okay, so now watch here. We're going to go down to Hebrews 11, verse 3. Watch this. Look what it says here. The worlds were framed by the Word of God. Created, made, given boundaries, spoke into existence by the Word of God. Not from the visible, logic thinking, emotional thinking, feelings. No, but from the invisible world. See, we will believe it if we see it. And God says, no, we do it the other way in this kingdom. That's the world's kingdom. They believe it and say believing is seeing. But God says, no, no, seeing is what you believe. I've got to believe I'm healed before I feel I'm healed. So what do I do up until then? Call things that are not as though they were. Call myself healed. But I'm not. I can see the sickness. You can see my nose, my eyes. Call yourself healed. That's how God does it. He calls Himself whatever He wants. He calls it into existence. And He gave us the same authority, and we created in His image and likeness. We ought to start doing it the way God tells us to do it. And stop being moved by all your emotional feelings. That stuff can, I'm telling you, feelings are, sometimes they're just terrible. It's good to have feelings, and you can get emotional over things, and you can love somebody and all that good stuff. But then your feelings can turn like that. Just like that, boom, you looked at me wrong. I've gone, hey, dude, how you doing? You walk past me. Come on. Isn't that it? Feelings are unstable. People who live by feelings are unstable. That's a hard word, but it's a true word. I can't live by my feelings. I can't live by what I see. I've got to live by what God said. Why? Because His word is powerful enough to change what I see. Only His word is going to change what I see. Only His word will change what I experience. Only His word, but His word has to be coming out of my mouth, not your mouth. Amen. And so think about this. The word of God is God's original medicine for your healing. Think about that. When you say, Lord, by the stripes on your back, I'm healed. He doesn't come down there and do something physically in your body. You've got to believe that you're healed spiritually. When Jesus took the whipping on His back, I've got to believe this in my deep recesses of my life. It's done. And that's where I connect with God. I've been trying to connect with God for years with my mind. All of us try that. We're all on a journey. We get down and we mean well. We get up early in the morning. We've got our Bible. We read some scriptures. And then we maybe worship God a little bit or praise Him or we repent. We do all that stuff. But it's still up here. And I'm waiting for a feeling. I'm waiting for something that tells me He's there. Well, you might not get that. So you've got to be in faith. Where God said, I'll never leave or forsake you. And goodness and mercy will be with you all the days of your life. And the greater ones inside of you. I don't have to wait for a feeling. I've got to know. I've got to know above my feelings and over my feelings that God is now connected with me. And now I start to go into the deeper recesses of my spirit, man. And I start to adore God and worship God and cry out, oh, you're so awesome. Oh, God, oh, God. And you start experiencing your spirit and God hooking up like that. You just say whatever it is and boy, it happens like that. Amen. I mean, we are on a journey in this church, and I'm telling you, with what's coming right now, God needs a remnant of people that will help a lost and dying planet. You can cry green planet all you like. You can cry overheating, whatever they call it nowadays. Sarah, global warming, thank you. I try not to listen to all that stuff because, but Pastor, it's true. Wow, God messed up big time, didn't He? He created the earth and it can't maintain itself. God must have made a mistake. No, He did not. And I still believe the word of God. And I believe God created man and a woman, period. Or must I go with whatever? No. You've got to stick with the word of God. Can you say amen or say, oh me? Okay, watch out. Proverbs 4:20, the original medicine. Sent for the specific purpose of healing. Watch here. Proverbs 4:20. My son, my daughter, give attention to what? My word. What does give attention mean? Some people say, I'm so broke, I can't pay attention. You know, when I hear people say that, or I'm having a senior moment, what does that mean? They forgot something, right? You're cursing your life. When you speak that, you're putting a curse on yourself. I'm having a senior moment. I never have a senior moment. Ever. And if I lose my phone, I've got a watch and I just ping it. Bing, 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 and I find it. Thank you, Lord. But I'm not having a senior moment. Come on. You can't be saying things like that. Because remember, words have creative power. But it works for the devil as well as for the Lord. You can be saying, I'm sick, I'm broke, I'm miserable. You're going to be sick, broke, and miserable. Or you can be saying, I'm healthy, wealthy, and wise. And you believe that, and you will walk in that. Healthy, wealthy, wise. Good looking. And good looking too. That's Pastor Adam all shouting that one out. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Stop listening to all the naysayers and all the trash that's out there. He said, incline your ears to what I'm saying. I know they're saying that the economy is about to crash. What happens if it crashes tomorrow? What happens if you wake up and your $300,000 house is now worth $100,000? What's going to happen? And you look at the gas pump, you go there now and it's $7 a gallon. So what are we going to do now? I'm saying, what are we going to do? Because we're headed in a serious situation right now. I mean, we're looking at a one world government being formed soon. You're going to come to these end time teachings because I'm going to show you the scripture, show you the fulfillment, and show you where we are with a lot of video and stuff and news clippings as to where we're actually at in line with the scripture. And we could even call it yesterday's prophecies, today's news. Amen. And so what am I doing? You see, the fivefold ministry is there preparing God's people. My job is to prepare you for your life and how you can become effective and win souls. What does it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? You can be a trillionaire and go to hell. You got no profit. Amen. So God's heart is not one person should go down. He doesn't want one person to go. Not that one soul should perish. So my job, the fivefold ministry, is there for the training and the perfecting and the equipping of the saints. Well, I'm not a saint because I was brought up wrong thinking a saint had to be dead before he was a saint. And he had to get approval from someone to be canonized and become a saint. That's what I thought. And then I found out I was wrong because I did not know the scriptures. When you get born again, you go from sinner to saint. It's just that simple. And Paul is talking how many times? He says, the saints with me in Corinth greet you. The saints with me. I used to think when I first read that, what's he dragging around coffins with him? The saints with me send their love. He talks about saints, living people. You are a saint. If you're a born-again child of God, you've got a sainthood now. And without that, you're not getting in. Amen. Okay, so you're holding me up. I wanted to read. Watch out. He says, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Oh, my God. Why? Because we said every time we start the service, this is my Bible, right? As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word in James 1, he talks about the mirror of God's word. I think it's James 1 or James 4. He says the mirror of God's word. What does that mean? Well, I look to see what the word says. The word says, yeah, I'm healed. That's a reflection of me. I'm looking at healed. And as long as I'm looking at that and not at what they're saying and not what they're saying and going for my 16th boost shot, because that's not going to stop. Oh, no, 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 no. They will never waste a good crisis. The devil is smarter than the average bear. I'm telling you, you hear them saying it openly right now. I'm going to show a video. Oh, my God, maybe just at the start of this whole teaching. And it's a 15-minute video. You are going to be shocked. Oh, my Lord, you are going to stand. You're going to say, what? Say what? Yeah. You're going to see it and hear it with your own eyes and ears. Yeah. Where we're at today. So we haven't got time to play around. Still trying to get on with my friends. Still trying to get, as my wife says, patience for my Starbucks. If we don't get ourselves in a position of strength through the Word of God, watch it. Look what he says here. He says, don't let these words depart from before your face. Because the minute you walk away from the word, you forget the type of person that you are.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available.